All eyes have been on Chicago this past week following President Trump's demand for the expansion of federal immigration agents and National Guard troops into the state of Illinois. This same plan has been proposed by Trump for the city of Memphis, Tennessee, following the deployment of troops to Los Angeles, California, the District of Columbia, and most recently, Portland, Oregon. Trump has said the decision was necessary to protect the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement facilities from, quote, domestic terrorism, end quote. State and city leaders across Oregon, California, and the District of Columbia have since filed lawsuits against the administration, calling the move both, quote, unlawful, end quote, and, quote, an overreach, end quote. Joined by Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson at a press conference after Trump's plan was announced, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker responded to the proposed deployment of troops in his state.
What I have been warning of is now being realized. One thing is clear, none of what Trump is doing is making Illinois safer.
Pritzker went on to recount incidents that occurred in Broadview, a village of only 8,000 in Illinois, where nonviolent protesters were attacked with tear gas, pepper spray, and rubber bullets. Agents also reportedly pointed unholstered firearms at protesters.
This is an attack on neighborhoods, on lawful residents, on U.S. citizens. That's not preventing crime, as Donald Trump claims. That's threatening public safety. But as I've said many times, for Donald Trump and the MAGAs in Congress, this is not about fighting crime or about public safety. This is about sowing fear and intimidation and division among Americans. It was about creating a pretext to send armed military troops into our communities.
Throughout the past week, ICE has also attacked numerous members of the press in Illinois, including a CBS Chicago correspondent who had multiple chemical munitions fired at her car when there were no protesters around. Pritzker urged ICE and the National Guard, quote, get out of Chicago, you are not helping us, end quote. The press conference came just a day ahead of a protest by the Coalition Against the Trump Agenda, or COTA, called, end quote, emergency response protest and march to challenge ICE's attacks and threat of federal troops being sent to Chicago, end quote. The protest and march was held outside of the Trump Tower in Chicago on Tuesday. COTA made headlines earlier this month when they hosted a No Trump, No Troops rally, which mobilized over 8,000 individuals in protest of ICE raids in the city. COTA wants to emphasize that residents of Chicago aren't afraid. Instead, they are fighting back. Gianna, a co-chair for COTA and an organizer with the Students for a Democratic Society at the University of Illinois at Chicago, spoke out at the recent rally.
We will not sit and let this happen to our families and communities. The youth and students and our communities will continue to fight back Trump's racist agenda.
Yeah!
It is clear to us that racist Trump and his racist clowns are attacking our city because they are scared of us. Due to their failed attempts to terrorize our city, Chicago is organized and ready to put up a fight and protect our communities. We will continue and have to continue to make it clear that Trump's troops and ICE officers aren't welcome in our city.
Hussam Maraja, co-chair of USPCN Chicago, a leading organization within COTA, said in a statement that, quote, the government is out of control, Trump is out of control, but Chicago is united in resistance, and we will defend our neighbors every single minute of every single day, end quote. Trump has not yet released information on when federal troops will be deployed in both Chicago and Memphis. Reporting for KPFA News, I'm Caitlin Clift.